foundational tools to develop a biblical worldview. Welcome to Mentoring Matters, a listener-supported program of SharonHearts.org. With the world's culture invading the church, it is vital that we establish some deeper roots in biblical truth in order to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So join us now as we let the Word of God give us foundational tools to develop and maintain a biblical worldview. Hi, this is Sharon Hoskins.
And this is Janie Ratzlaff.
And Janie, we have spent some time in our conversations over the past few weeks going over Psalm 23 and looking at how David brought out the different names of God that describe his character in all of the verses of Psalm 23. And we've made it to verse 5. We're at the last part of verse 5. It says, "My cup runneth over."
Jehovah Manah. And that simply is the Lord my portion. He is to be our all in all. He is to be our sufficiency. We do not need to seek for another. If loneliness, unplanned circumstances, trauma, or tragedy, He is still our portion, and He is the solution to all of our problems.
Being sufficient.
Yes. And in Psalm 16:5, it says, "O Lord, you are my portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance." So after the battles and the strife in progression, not that one has to quit before another can start, they go together. But my cup runneth over. It's just, if I can remember a little song, "My cup is full and running over, for since the Lord saved me, I'm as happy as can be. My cup is full and running over. When my cup is empty and bare, my cup is empty and bare, I find it easy to cry and to pout and to shout that my cup is empty." I don't have it exactly like that, but it lets you know that there comes times, and hopefully as we grow, as this psalm is teaching us, that we have these times of just continual joy, no matter what the circumstances are.
Well, this kind of brings to mind for me like a refreshment. You know, my cup is running over. I have more than enough. The Lord is my portion. He gives me, He sustains me. He gives me anything that I need. Not that I want.
Okay.
The needs that sustain me. And so we look at how He has given us life, abundant life.
John 10:10.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. More abundantly. And Sharon, I think in this particular portion, to balance us out, we need to recognize that when the cup is running over, that the temporal affairs are not our final authority. In other words, the cup doesn't run over because things are just really going smooth.
Right, right. My bank account's full.
And we've got a good job. Right. We're going to take a cruise. And okay, everybody at church is great and we don't have any conflicts. No, the presence of His indwelling you, it's being so filled with Him that you can't contain it all.
Yes.
Okay, somebody once said, "Can't you talk about something besides Jesus?" No.
No, he's in your mind all the time.
That's
because you're
right.
Talking to Him all the time.
That's right.
And so when you speak, it just flows out of your being.
Yes, okay. And I have been accused of not being able to talk without teaching, and I don't realize that. I'm just talking what I know.
Yeah.
And I don't want to keep it inside of me because I know it has to do with not only today, but tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, and eternity.
Well, and it's not necessarily when your cup's running over, it's not necessarily that you're even thinking about, you know, that I'm speaking this for a purpose. You're speaking it because
it's overflowing.
It's just bubbling out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And then, Sharon, one of the evidences that the cup is overflowing is because your mouth is full of praise. Mm. You can just praise him in the good times. You praise him in the not so good at times because you can see him in all of the times.
Right.
And so praise ought to be flowing from our lips constantly. And the Lord does say a lot about as we make a melody in our hearts in song and how that builds one another up and glorifies the Lord. So singing a song many times can help express when even if you are in a battle, just making a melody in your heart. And one of the things that confirms for me is just going to the book of Romans and chapter 8. And in chapter 8, 24 to 30, it tells us that nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Right.
And then it goes through a whole list of things that could separate us. But even people who just say, you don't know what I've done. If you knew what I've done, you'd understand that God can't forgive me. And then that verse tells you that nothing can separate you. And Sharon, that includes yourself.
Yes. I think that's a really good point.
Okay. Because sometimes people say, well, as soon as I get my act together, I'm going to come back to church.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say, well, I guess I'll never see you again.
Right.
Because you can't get your act together. He has already provided everything that your act is together. Now walk in what he has provided.
And I think sometimes when people say, well, when I get my act together, when I do this and when I do that, they don't recognize that their mistakes, their failures, their struggles, the things that they've maybe done wrong, God can use those for your good and his glory. You just got, all you have to do is surrender to him, and he will take that and make it right.
Now, you said something I'm going to ask you to amplify on.
Okay.
Okay. You said you just have to surrender to him. But somebody might say, Sharon, I want to, but I don't know how to. How do I surrender after I look at my life of failure, loss, children?
Okay. I will say that I think the first step in surrendering would be to praise. Lord, I know that I've messed up, but you are sufficient to fix up. We acknowledge that he is the portion, the fixer, the sufficient, the great and almighty one that you surrender to. When you acknowledge who he is, it does something to your thinking.
And then I had a question the other day by someone who said, I can't remember everything that I've done wrong. And do I have to remember and confess? Because you've said that confession is part of full surrender. I'm not trying to hide anything.
Right.
I know. And so the question was, I can't remember. If I don't remember to confess, am I still forgiven?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. And there's no way you're going to remember.
Yes.
And then I was able to just remind them that the Lord said he knows everything. And when you bring him your heart,
yes,
which out of it come all the issues of life, he said, I take you at your word. Mm-hmm. Everything is forgiven. And then, Sharon, I love this passage. And then it says, he buries them in the deepest sea and remembers them no more.
Yeah.
And so the other day I thought about something way past that I would like to have never had to be remembered, but it hit my head. And I just thought of the Pacific or the Atlantic Ocean and being out there in a boat trying to find my sin to dig it up so I could confess it. Yeah. And the Lord would say, I'm sorry, I have no recollection of that. What is that that you're trying to remember that I've said I have forgiven and forgotten?
Yes, yes. And I think that some of those, just those practices, you know, going through those, for lack of a better term, motions, you're praising, you're expressing to the Lord His Word, what His Word says. And that gives your mind a whole nother way of thinking.
Yes, and then, you know me, I always got to do the balance here.
Uh-huh, I want to hear it.
All right, and the balance is, okay, so girls, if or ladies, if I'm totally forgiven and He forgives everything and He remembers them no more, then I guess I can go ahead and keep doing these things that I want to do. Because He's going to forgive me and forget, so I don't really have to give up everything. And then, because that's said an awful lot, then you can say, that's not true repentance. That's not a sincere heart that says, I'm under conviction because I know apart from You, Father, I don't have any chance. And that is why we need to understand the book of Romans. We need to understand Romans 6, 7, and 8, what Jesus truly did on the cross, so that we can walk in the freedom and the spirit of Romans 8, so that we will know how to work and pass on where God calls us to work with others who are weak, which is over in Romans 13 and 14. And then we have to know Romans 12. And I'm just saying this, that we can never talk enough, Sharon, about the book of Romans as establishing a foundation so that we can truly know what it is to have praise on our lips no matter what.
And that God is our portion. And that's why Mentoring Matters. Mentoring Matters is a listener-supported discipleship program of Sharon Hart's ministry. Join a community seeking to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, with resource materials available for the journey at sharonhearts.org. That's SHARIN hearts.org.